Bravo 4 NUE.
Bravo 4 QLG, go ahead.
Hey, boss man, you doing alright?
Doing pretty good. Just retyping this form from last night. Could not find a way to get it to print out. So I'm just recopying it on WordPad.
Well, you got, just gonna let you know, you got 2C Stallions headed your way. they're getting it too, buddy.
What's going on?
Coming after you.
Sea Stallions, that probably be fellow brothers, so they might just be coming to give me a ride tomorrow.
Let's hope. Well, I just gonna let you know I need to schedule some time with you. So, I thought I was gonna be able to come up tonight, but something's come up tomorrow. I'll call you on the landline, let you know what's going on. But need to schedule some time with you to discuss, show you how to use that message board over.
Well, my next day appointment is Friday. I've got one customer planning to come over Friday for maybe an hour. The appointment's going to be an hour long. And I think that's all I've got on my schedule.
Let me think on that a little bit. I may consider trying to find a way through it on the phone, I guess. I guess best thing to do, just let me call you on the landline and just a lot of things changed this morning. But you paying attention to what's going on with the Senate right now?
You talking about the feeding devices?
I think they're gonna vote on the bill. Well, it's up for vote, and I'm not really able to find out what they're voting on. I don't know how I feel about that either.
One thing is red flag and limited magazine capacity. So those are two big reasons for a no vote right there.
Well, I've been getting a bunch of texts from the NRA and GOA today. Want me to contact Lindsey Graham, but I just was wondering if he knew, you know, kind of what was going on with it all.
I have heard, not from a reliable source, but from rumor, that Lindsey Graham is for some of that stuff in that bill. So it would probably depend on how important he thinks certain aspects are, because they can change the bill and send it back, but if he's for it enough, he'll just vote yes and send it on down the line. That would be the Rhino characteristic that he turns out to show quite frequently.
Understand. Okay. Well, I'll give you a holler here in a little bit. We've just kind of started the hay, so it'll be a little while. You heading on to church tonight?
It's affirmative.
Well, I'll see if I can get with you. If I can't get with you today, then I'll get with you in the morning or something, and we'll work something out. But yeah, I'll talk with you about it when I can.
Well, sorry you don't have any kids in school right now, but that superintendent of education runoff needs to get as many conservative votes as possible. It might not be important for your kids right now, but it'll be important for other families' kids. Because there is one candidate that definitely don't need to get in. I think that's a good way of wording it without getting actual politics involved in it.
Mackin, we know what you're talking about. Yeah. All right, well, let me get on out of here. And I just want to pop up here for a few minutes and see what's going on with you and all. But I'll give you a holler when I can, I guess. KO4NUE, I'll be clear on your final, Chris.
You should be getting an email from him about the time you start picking up that hat. So I'll say 73's to KO4QOG, I'm clear.